Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn, Google Play, YouTube. And all you people that bitched about last YouTube video, you must be liking this quality video and sound, courtesy of my guest on my very special holiday show, the notorious Stanton LeVay.
Well, thanks so much. You're welcome so much.
Do you like that, everybody, that I keep referring to as the notorious one? Do you like that?
Do I like it? I don't know. I guess, I mean, I've probably written that myself in so many, like, biographies that I've had to submit for things. So,
rather than the affable Stanton LeVay, the gregarious Stanton LeVay.
The friendly.
Yeah, the cuddly Stanton LeVay. Nobody ever says that. But the notorious Stanton LeVay.
The notorious. They do say that. Like, yes. It's not bad. Okay. I'd rather be the notorious Stanton LeVay than the, like, dead or imprisoned or...
Well...
homeless Stanton LeVay.
Well,
but I've been all of those things, so.
Dead too?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. And of course, what holiday special would be complete without a witch? And we have one right here. The witch comic. Everybody loves her. Renee Watt.
Thanks.
And I got the idea to have you guys on the show, just not only for the blasphemy, but because you guys met shortly after you were on my show for the first time. You did a signing at her store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that. Before we get started, a couple sponsors real quick. And Hannah, my usual co-host, is not here. I'm sorry that she's not here. She's going to be back in the new year. She really wanted to be on this show. She really wanted to talk to you, get a reading. She really wanted to talk to you and bask in your satanic glow. But we are sponsored by Audible. A lot of weird books on Audible. A lot of witchy books, a lot of satanic books, I would imagine. Matter of fact, it's 50 Shades of Grey is on there. That's pretty satanic. Twilight, that's satanic. Harry Potter, that's pretty satanic. Whatever you want. They also have Mel B from Spice Girls has her autobiography. That's an exclusive. We've got a deal that you won't believe. Not only a book, not only a 30-day free trial, but also your choice of two Audible originals. And that if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you can get that. And go to Doobie's Home Cooking if you're in LA. Get some great vegan food. Okay, that's it for the sponsors. You were laughing at the capital.
This is just why I don't have a podcast and couldn't. I would never be responsible enough to remember any of what you just said. I don't even know if I understood anything that you just said.
There's Audible has audiobooks.
Yeah, I think I kind of know
and
that.
Actually, the Satanic Bible is not on there for some reason. Well,
I should put it on there.
You should. Yeah. You should read it and put it on there.
Oh, it's audio. Audio. Oh, that's why
it's audio. Audible. Audible.
Audio.
Should I do this over again or what?
Yeah, okay.
So it's audibletrial.com/DMS.
Okay, I'll get right on that. Yeah, I've been reading lately from the Satanic Bible on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He was at your store.
Yeah.
And one of the things you do, you sign the Satanic Bible.
I do because people ask me to so much.
Why? You didn't write it?
Well, Anton didn't even really write it, you know?
Really? Wait a second.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Wait a second. I mean, Anton is your grandfather.
Yeah.
Anton LeVay. Did he form
and
the
he might
church
be my father.
Yeah, he might be your father.
He might be my father.
You seem a little more sure about that this time.
Well, because it makes good news.
It makes good news?
Well, it's good press. It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's controversial. Shocking.
Is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine.
So we were talking before the show.
Yeah.
That your mother
might be my sister.
Might be your sister.
And acts like my ex-wife.
Acts like your ex-wife. And drop the last name completely.
Drop the last name. Whereas my ex-girlfriend pretends to be my ex-wife and still uses the last name.
Right.
None of it makes sense.
Right. Well, your mother had you when she was, what, 13, 14?
She was pregnant at 13 and had me at 14.
Wow.
And then that was it. No more children from her.
And you said, you were telling me before the show that guys would like hit on your mom.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like she was a MILF before the term?
Totally. She was definitely a MILF.
Or she was a SMILF.
She was
a satanic mother I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
Right? Like the show.
Goals.
I don't know if that's goals. That's kind of bronze. But I'm working on it.
Goals.
Oh, goals.
To be a satanic. A smilf.
Right.
It's a goal.
It's a goal.
For some
is that a goal of yours?
It might be.
So
it's not, there's worse goals to have.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, but people ask you to sign a book that your grandfather.
They do, and there's been times where I've said no on the ground on the basis that I didn't write it, and the disappointment that comes over people's face when I say no.
Yeah.
Is way harder to bear for me than saying yes, even though I know I didn't write it anyway.
Right. Have you checked eBay? Is your autograph make it worth more? Or?
I don't know. Sometimes it does. It does sentimentally for some people, I think. And then, you know, it's one of those weird things. The thing is Anton didn't pen the book himself. Okay. I mean, he extracted large sections of it and sort of reworked things from other writings and crafted a philosophy together out of in the original publication of the book there was an inspirations page where he openly points to directly the places where he learned most of what exists in the Bible. Okay. My grandmother edited the whole thing. She's the one who typed it up and edited it and put it in its correct
order. It's
always
a woman behind
it really is. I mean I got nothing done, you know, when I didn't have a woman behind me,
right,
like urging me to make sure that her nails and hair done.
So right, right. Right, it's always a woman behind the man.
I don't know.
It's like that Glenn Close movie.
Sometimes, but I think that, you know, there are some men who can stand up on their own.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's give them some credit. But yeah, women are the best.
Yeah,
spoken like a true witch. So what else were you what else were you selling at the store? What was
we goof around selling at the store. Well, we didn't sell very much, so I wouldn't say that we had available to sale.
Yeah.
Some vintage magazines and some posters and some T-shirts and jewelry. Nothing crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Renee. What are the Stanton groupies like? Because you must have seen a couple of them.
I just kind of went up and browsed for a second, but I was busy. I was doing readings. I was doing my job. But I mean, there was a crowd. He got a turnout. There was one person who came like very early and was talking about how excited they were to see it. But yeah, so I mean,
see it.
To see it. Yeah, the screening that.
What
I was setting up.
Oh, yeah, because he did screening as well.
Oh, okay. We basically just like it was. I mean, me and Sharon went over to the shop, the Crooked Path, that Renee works at, because the owner's an old friend of mine. He's like a family friend at this point. I've known him for so many years, and it was kind of an excuse just to hang out and do what we do anyway, which is, you know, pour over different art and film and stuff and meet up with friends and hang out. It wasn't some formal thing. It was just kind of like an impromptu, fun kind of get-together.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Because Hannah went to shortly after the show we did last
night. Yeah, she came
to Hannah went
screen.
To see Satanus. The screening of Satanus.
Yes.
Now tell us about it. She says life-changing.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people loved it. It was a pretty magical event. It felt like a working, and it turned out to have that kind of effect where it's blossomed out and branched out in all sorts of different directions. I've got my own streaming site now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm putting together websites, and I've got my own web domain name back that had been hijacked and was gone for almost a decade, StantonLeVay.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just got it back. How did it happen?
Yeah, who had that?
Who had it? Somebody had it and was trying to basically extort me for like $8,000 to get it back. And then they finally.
If only he knew how broke you were.
I know. Totally. Exactly. Yeah. And apparently.
Because I thought you were rich too. I had no idea.
I guess I kind of like stopped paying attention to it. And then I recently looked and the price had been. It said like it had like a crossed it and it's a price just recently reduced on my name.
Right.
To like $800 or something like that. And I'm like.
There you go.
Buying that back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my name.
Yes, there's a lot of markwhite.com. I try to go for a goth comedian.
I'm sure markwhite.com is a very expensive piece of property.
Compared to Stanton LeVay. Now, I'll tell you what, I had texted you because I was looking at a picture of Kate Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who does that remind me of? And it's you.
Thank you.
You must get that a lot.
I do get it quite often, actually, and it is one of my favorite things to hear.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I didn't,
Who?
Kate Bush, the singer. Like running up that hill
pop music.
Love it.
Mm. It's weird. Like she was Tori Amos before there was Tori Amos.
Oh, okay.
She's got a lot of weird songs.
Is that like lesbian folk?
Sort of. Not lesbian because it's very rousing to straight men. But
she is a remarkable artist though. She choreographed the dances in all her music videos. She created the costumes. She would make storyboards for her music videos. Her lyrics are phenomenal. Her voice is incredibly unique. Don't sell Kate Bush short.
Okay. Oh, no, Kate Bush is great.
Cool.
Yeah. She had like her first number one album in England when she was 19.
Wuthering Heights, I believe.
Yeah, she does a lot of weird, she has songs based on Wuthering Heights and the Red Shoes. And like I say, she was kind of Tori Amos before there was Tori Amos.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was more of a band person. And you want to play her in a movie.
If there's ever a Kate Bush movie that I'm still young enough to play that role in, I would. I mean, yeah. I mean, if we're gonna have like weirdo fantasies, like if I could play anyone, yeah, I would play Kate Bush.
Because I'm thinking, Bohemian Rhapsody was such a big hit.
This is maybe the
running up that hill. The movie. Sorry, Renee Wong.
I want it. I just need to find someone to write, produce, and then choose me.
It could be arranged. Santana production.
Yeah, we gotta get some ritual going.
Yeah, I don't even know who the artist is in the first place. That's they haven't even made an Anton LaVey biopic yet. I mean,
I was gonna get to that too.
I mean,
how does that not happen? Who would play him besides you? Obviously,
not me.
Who would you think?
You know what's funny? Okay, so throughout my whole life, I've been waiting generationally. I've waited multiple generations for them to make an Anton LaVey biopic.
Right.
So when I was a little kid, I was like De Niro, right?
Yeah,
when I was a kid. Because De Niro, back when he was in his 50s, looked like Anton, late in life Anton. So my grandpa Anton.
Angel Hearts.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. Which was what that character was very obviously based on anyway. Right. Like an Anton LaVey sort of Mephistophelian guy.
Right, right.
And then in later years, I was like, maybe Edward Norton could have done an Anton.
I can see that.
You know?
Yeah.
And maybe even now still, maybe he could pull a now kind of middle-aged Anton, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who would do a young Anton? They'd have to get some awkward maybe Jewish kid with curly hair and and then give him a darker sort of complexion look or something.
Well, not a Zac Efron or...
No.
Was he Jewish?
Well, he put it this way, growing up in the Bay Area, especially, because they left Chicago early on. He was a little kid when they moved to the Bay Area, and they moved to Marin. He had a decidedly, it was a distinctly ethnic look compared to most of the jocks and sort of preps and Bay Area type normal looking white kids.
Right.
Anton had this wiry, bristly black hair and kind of a darker sort of Eastern European kind of nerdy Jewish kid kind of look about him when he was a kid.
Yeah, you realize you're describing Jesus as well.
Well, but the Jews wouldn't agree. He didn't exist. Jews don't believe in Jesus, right?
Well, now we're getting the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
I don't believe in Jesus. I mean, you can't believe in Jesus because there's no historic record that Jesus existed, but there is endless historic record of how they invented Jesus.
There may have been a guy named Jesus Christ.
Oh, sure. The thing is I think that from research that I've done, the Jesus thing, there were actually a lot of guys named Jesus.
Right.
And they did crucify them by the fucking boatload so that they would have some kind of historic...
I mean, we're in LA. How many people we know named Jesus?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of Jesus.
Yeah, you throw a rock here.
So what was he Jewish or...?
Was Anton Jewish?
Yeah.
Well, his mother was.
Okay.
I mean, so by lineage, by Jewish nationality.
Okay.
He was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not.
Because your mother's not.
Because my mother's not.
Yeah. Who could be your sister?
But I would definitely sign up to be Jewish if it helped get me a movie deal or something.
Okay.
I'll convert. Sammy Davis Jr. converted. I'll do it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, so some Trump supporters would say, Jews, Satanists, what's the difference? But, you know. Here's the whole thing about Satanism. I was going to ask you this last time. And because Hannah was, you know, she's very much into Satanism, so was our other guest. And you are, obviously. But they're always like, oh, it's not about Satan. It's about just being yourself. Well, if that's the case, why bring Satan into it?
Because Satan is, that's a good question. It's a pretty easy one to answer. If you look at it this way, that identifying with, okay, so life is about types. We make types out of ourselves. We find types and we attach types and meaning of type and identity to ourselves so that we fit in to reality in a way that where we present ourselves and are received by others in a type fashion where people are able to go, oh, you're this type or you're that type, or I can identify with you or I can't identify with you on whatever grounds. But with Christians having the history that they do with all of the atrocities that and all of the religious wars and all of the witch trials and inquisitions and all of the things that Roman Catholic and Christian religion has inflicted on humanity, and with their hero being this guy that is, it's kind of like a pretty like pathetic idea that the hero of their religion is strung up and dead, whereas the idea of the antithesis or opposite of this strung up dead God is this laughing, snickering, devil in the corner with the tail and the pitchfork laughing at the whole scene and corrupting everyone. There's a certain personality type, just like there's a certain personality type that becomes a police officer because it's his personality type. There's a personality type that just identifies more with the snickering, laughing, horny, perverted, corrupting devil in the corner that's hiding out more than the, emaciated, strung up dead guy on a cross that is already, met his doom. There's something like the underdog, the triumph of the underdog that is in the satanic lifestyle that I think attracts people to Satanism.
I thought it was going to be a simple answer, but okay. That's a simple answer.
Well, that, I mean...
Why is this so much more serious than we were before the show? This is really weird. We were like bouncing off each other when we were filming before, and now... I don't know what's going on. Now, Renee.
Yes.
Oh, you're celebrating winter solstice, I'm guessing, right?
I'll probably light a candle or do a little something.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then when you see your family...
That's when it gets a little bit more difficult, is I'm not in my space. I don't have my altar. I do have, those big makeup boxes that women travel with.
And I travel with, too, yeah.
Yeah, great. So you know.
Yeah.
I have one that's full of, witchcraft supplies.
You have a little portable altar.
Yeah, it's like my portable altar. Awesome. Yeah. So I don't get, I'm not in my space, but it's like my old room, and I'll just do something small, light a candle before I go to bed.
Okay.
Make this space yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's totally,
it's a really important and magic across the board. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. I got to figure this out.
I mean, I'll probably, have a drink with my family, and I think it's more important to enjoy my family and spending time with them than it is to go into ritual.
Okay.
It's really interesting. We're talking about this too. It brings us back to Sammy Davis Jr., or brings me back to thinking about Sammy again.
Of course.
Just because he was notorious for bringing along this huge amount of stuff of his everywhere he went to perform, so that every hotel room that he stayed in, he would have it, he'd have the art hung up that he had in his room that he wanted, and he would have everywhere made to look so that everywhere he went, it was Sammy's room with his shoes in this corner and the jewelry over here. But I'm saying it was really important to him, and I think that it's, it became something that...
The OG Satanic Jew.
The OG Satanic Jew. Yes.
Oh.
Sammy Davis Jr., the OG Satanic Jew. Yeah.
Yes.
For real.
And he was black too.
I mean, he was
like Jesus.
Yeah.
No, Jesus, I gotta be honest. Jesus was not white. He wasn't black. He was Middle Eastern. If he existed at all.
Right.
He looked more like Osama bin Laden than he looked like Chris Cornell, let's be honest.
Yeah, I guess.
If the Bible's correct.
Yeah, which was probably written about 250 years ago and is not correct. Yeah.
250 years ago? Really?
I don't think it's as old as they say it is.
Oh, really?
I think it's mostly, I mean, it's all nonsense.
Okay.
I mean, what can anyone today get out of reading the Bible?
Well, a couple laughs, some scary stories.
I mean, I am a witch and I'm very much, you know, do not agree with organized religion, but I think that anything that allows people to find comfort is okay for them, as long as they're not using it as an excuse to police other people and how they use their life.
That's for sure.
How they live their
that's
life.
Always
I can agree with that.
As an agnostic Buddhist, I can agree
with that. I mean,
you were going off of Scientology last time. And I still have people like, when they find out I just have Scientologist friends, they're like, I saw the documentary, I read the book, but I'm like, who works for them? Who gives a shit? Whatever. You're a friend of mine, you're a Satanist, who cares? You're a witch, whatever.
Yeah. And I think that we just kind of, you know, having alternative belief systems is important to have it's important not to close off or cut off people who are Christian, I think, because, I don't know, having spent much of my life feeling like I was attacked for my beliefs, I think it's kind of just important to realize that not all Christians are like that.
Yeah.
So that Christians can realize that not all witches or Satanists are against them in return. You know, so it's good to be able to just meet and be friendly and be cordial people.
Yeah, personally, and just from my own personal encounters and experiences, Christians and cops, to me, you know, there's very few exceptions to the rule. Most Christians, you know, in the 21st century, if they are hanging on to what I believe to be an already dead religion that the rest of the world just hasn't caught up with yet, are complete morons. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
How tolerant?
I mean, if it helps them feel good or whatever, but they're deceiving themselves, they're being deceived, and they're being lied to and misled. And in most cases, they're having money extracted and extorted out and taken from them and their families that could otherwise be going to their children's college funds.
Now, wait a second. When your father was wearing the cape,
yes,
and he was the founder of Church of Satan. Did he collect money for his?
Did he collect money? He published books, but he wasn't. He didn't file tax exemption. He wasn't. He wasn't an organized religion as far as he didn't pass around a collection plate. No.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But the Christians do.
Okay, now the Church of Satan. Now, do they collect? Are they recognized as an organized religion?
No, they're not. Satanism is recognized as a religion. The Church of Satan, unfortunately, is in a bit of a state of disrepair and is not technically a religion. Currently, is a business outfit, is what it is.
Right.
Posing as a religion, and that's a whole other
issue. Well, here's the thing, and I'm gonna do something very strange to it right now. I'm gonna compare Stanton LaVey to Aquaman. Now,
<Uh-oh.
laughs> from what I understand, the plot of Aquaman is Atlantis is in disarray.
Okay.
They need somebody, a prodigal son, to get the trident and lead all their people and put them on the right path.
Cool.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, easier.
Why don't you be the satanic
Aquaman? Okay, yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of like the idea. It's looking more and more like, you know, people are kind of realizing that. You know, that obviously, you know, with this background of mine and everything, I think it's just been a long time in coming, and it's been one of those things where I got tired of waiting and tired of watching and dealing with stupid people and dumb ego problems, and so I took some time out. I got married. I had kids. You know,
I don't have kids.
Yeah,
good for you.
Twin boys. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. How old are they?
6 years old.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of people think that I just disappeared.
Maybe they're the Aquaman.
Yeah, they're the little aqua dudes.
They may be the ones that to get Satan as
well. Hopefully I'll help them get things get things back in order.
Now, what is What are the holidays like at the LeVay house?
With
you and your kids.
Okay, with my kids, I mean, well.
How was it for you and how is it
totally
for your
different
kids?
For my kids now today and as it was for me when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was very storybook-like. My family celebrated the winter solstice. I was the lucky kid because I got presents a couple of days before everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was the upside to celebrating solstice. And my family kind of encouraged me to tell other kids about the solstice and get them into it. And then them going home to their parents and saying, why can't we celebrate solstice instead and get our presents early? Right. And the gifts that I received on solstice were from Father Frost, who is a real mythological character that the Christianized Santa Claus was plagiarized from, like so many plagiarized Christian myths. Yes,
Christmas is completely plagiarized.
Christianity is a religion of plagiarism. But I'm not going to harp on. We're not here to harp on Christians. We don't want any Christians to not watch the Dark March show.
Please,
Christians, but it's okay. I'm giving you something to complain about while you're watching it. Yeah. So. But
Christmas is, I mean, it's documented, it's plagiarized from
pagan. Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, absolutely. And Father Frost is this sort of pagan fictionalized character that is that's associated with Odin, of course, you know, and things like that. And
right.
But he's like this he's a Merlin-like character with what looks like a Santa garb, but that's more of sort of wizard-like.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too because when I was little, I think they still do this in San Francisco. There's like one of those, you know, big department stores like Bloomingdale's, I think, or something like that. They have this giant Christmas tree. It's like the biggest indoor Christmas tree in San Francisco.
Okay.
They've done this every year forever. And
right.
it's, but when you go and you look at the little plaque underneath it, it says this is the solstice tree, and it doesn't call it a Christmas tree.
Okay.
It calls it the solstice tree,
right.
And it gives this little explanation. And it was a really interesting, you know, as a little kid going in with my family, because you know I'd see everyone Christmas shopping, and then my family would show me this giant, the biggest tree in the city is called the solstice tree,
yeah.
And I'm celebrating solstice. No other little kids are. I'm like, something's fishy here.
And speaking of plagiarizing, have you ever gone by the Scientology Center in the Winter Wonderland?
Yeah, I haven't.
They got all over the place. You ever see that?
There's a Scientology Winter Wonderland?
Oh, yeah.
On Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
I might have. I think they put
a
bunch of fake snow
place.
And
yeah,
they
yeah,
blow
yeah,
like
yeah.
fake snow and thing. I think so,
yeah.
But,
so they're plagiarizing off of the place.
Wow. So, but do they have a Santa?
I think so.
Is it? And it's not a Scienta?
It might be a Scienta. I'm not sure. But
or a sentient?
Measures your theta.
Sentient clause. Yeah.
So,
measures
to
your.
To see if you get presents or not.
Yeah. He measures your stress
theta
to determine
theta, right?
The best
yeah,
presents
yeah.
for you.
So sit on my knee and, yeah, we'll audit you. Hold these cans and sit on my knee. Now, do your sons believe in Father Frost?
All I want for Christmas is Dianetics.
Yeah. do your sons believe in Father Frost?
They believe in whoever delivers the Hot Wheels tracks.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, is that what they're getting?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really cool kids. They're like, they already put in their orders this year for the Hot Wheels tracks and and the other thing. And then Sal gave us a robot that we gave the kids, and it works.
Aww.
And it's really cool. It's like it's like a Robbie the robot, and
that's
it's
cool.
And it has it's wireless. When I was a little kid, I would flip. They love it. They're going crazy over it.
I can imagine. Yeah.
But of course, the thrill of presents, you know, wears off fast, and so you know we're gonna they're growing. They're at that age where they're like, they're on to the next thing, and it's like it's either this or then it's the skateboards. And so I'm thinking to myself now, I'm like, I need to start like a skateboard company.
Right.
Because then that way I can just like
LeVay skateboard.
Have the kids have skateboards and they're like, oh, another skateboard. And then Dad gave me another skateboard.
Yeah. Well, it must be, I mean, I can imagine being your son because you intimidate people anyway.
Yeah.
But I can imagine if they don't get out of line too much. Daddy comes over.
Oh, no,
yeah.
no. I'm not like that with my kids. If anything.
No, you're not. But I think the intimidation, the presence, the...
Oh, yeah, they're cool. Yeah. My kids don't...
They're very well behaved.
They make fun of me sometimes. They're like,
oh, really?
Already, yeah, they go, I'm Stan LaVey, I'm weird, and I dress like that. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're genius. So yeah, they're brilliant. They're amazing. So yeah, they don't hold back. They'll tell me exactly what nobody else will tell me, and I'm hoping that they'll stay that way. That's really cool. It's like the best part of having kids.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, I can't. I don't want to have kids, but that's just me. I trust me. I don't want.
Some people are breeders.
Yeah,
some people are breeders.
Some people are breeders. Some people are not. There's a couple of satanic questions I want to ask you. So I always do. I have the weird satanic questions. Is it true that Barbara Bush was Aleister Crowley's daughter?
Whoa. Yes.
Really? Okay.
I don't
you
know.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't.
No,
know.
I,
you know what? That's so weird.
I know. I Googled that because he...
Someone mentioned that to me. That's a conspiracy.
It's a little more than a conspiracy because what? Aleister Crowley did have sex with Barbara Bush's mother, who was a socialite.
Whoa.
Like, they did hang out, and they did apparently have
sex.
Wow. Now, they can't prove that she was the spawn of that.
Wow.
So, but that's where that comes from.
Which would mean that Crowley could be George W.'s grandpa.
I know, if they're allowed to demand birth certificates, we should be able to demand DNA tests.
I would, yeah. Let's give W a DNA test right now. That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
Especially the big renaissance now. Everybody's like, oh, George Bush was pretty good. I wish we still had him. No, he's a fucking asshole. But Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, they eat babies. Is that true?
Hillary Clinton and who eat babies?
Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's ex-wife, eat babies. There's a thing called spirit cooking. What do you know about this?
Spirit cooking. I know the baby eating thing, does that have to do with like the reptilian shape-shifting?
No, she seems to know a little bit. Oh. There's something called spirit cooking where apparently
I feel like my spirit's being cooked here on the show right now.
You don't know anything about this?
Because
apparently it's a satanic ritual, and that's why I wanted to go to the source.
Maybe I'm...
What is it where you like absorb the power of the spirit that you eat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sharon spirit cooking?
Apparently there's pictures of Lady Gaga and Jay-Z and Hillary Clinton. There's a weird artist.
This is some David Icke stuff.
Do they eat the actual flesh, or do they just... absorb the soul? Like, does something actually have to die, or is it like psychic vampirism?
Well, I was at, it's kind of psychic vampirism. Yeah. I was actually at a Christmas party, and a guy was telling me about this. Apparently, there's a video on the dark web. Now, this has been debunked by Snopes, but people would say that, you know, they're debunking it for a reason. Apparently, there's a video on the dark web where Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, who's her lesbian lover, cut the baby's heads off, put them on over their face, they drink the blood, and the blood's supposed to give you power.
Oh.
Mm.
And she still wants to Trump. So I don't know. I don't know what... I thought you might know a little bit about it.
I don't, because I'm not big on cutting babies' heads off.
And there are pictures of, like, Lady Gaga and other celebrities, like, with, like...
Am I supposed to... Is this, like, is this some weird, like, initiatory hazing? Am I supposed to be like, I love chopping babies' heads off?
I'm a big fan of spirit cooking.
I cook about a half a dozen spirits a night. Sometimes up to 8 or 10.
Who am I going to ask if not you? Here, Lady Gaga's satanic parts. Look at this. No, here, look.
Let me see.
That's like some sort of weird Jello shot prank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this just seems like a...
Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know, because I have no idea.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know, making sure that we're...
I think people...
I want to freak you guys out.
What it is the way things like this happen, and it's kind of cool and interesting, I'm sure you certainly must... I mean, this all must be a lead on or something, because you know how conspiracies work. What happens is, when a conspiracy catches on, it becomes cooler than the people or situation, events, whatever, that the conspiracy is actually about.
Right.
And then the people, situation, events that the conspiracy is about emulate or replicate or continue and parlay the conspiracy out to further the fandom of the idea of, because it's all just ego rush. It's all just anything to get attention.
Well, speaking of that, what's the best conspiracy theory about you?
The best what?
Conspiracy theory about you. It had to be you.
Oh, man. I've been hearing more and more lately.
Yeah, let's hear the newest ones. I don't hear these. Yeah, he's a loving father and husband. That's not one of them. Although he is, apparently. He believes in Father Frost. Okay, we can get that one. What else? When did you stop believing Father Frost? What the hell were you?
When did I stop?
Yeah.
When did I stop?
Yeah. Because I was 9 years old. I figured out that Santa Claus wasn't real.
I think it's right around the same time you start masturbating as you stop believing.
That's what I wasn't mentioning that, but yes.
It's like, you know, you start jerking off, you start paying attention to porn, and then it's like Santa Claus is kind of out the window. You're like, I'm not going to fucking think about Santa. I'm going to think about some chick's tits.
Yeah, unless you're like me and you jerk off to Santa. But what's the weirdest conspiracy theory about you?
I don't know, because most things are just rumors that are true. And so there's really not that much room for conspiracy. Well, I mean, like, I've been goat shopping and looking for renting snakes and putting together this movie. Oh,
we are going to talk about the movie because you're in it.
Yeah.
I'm making a movie. I've got like three movies coming out.
So you're becoming a filmmaker now.
Well, yeah, I've got to do something.
Okay.
Right.
And because your father did Satanas and other movies.
Yeah, and my godfather, Kenneth Anger, was a filmmaker. And I've got then this show, this concert playing behind us, 666.
Right, and I did want to ask you more, because I'm wearing a Dolomite shirt.
Yeah, I know, that's right.
And you want to talk about the Dolomite. I have explained to Renee, the comedian.
That was like teaching me that lady singer, Rita Smith, or...
Or Kate Bush.
Yeah, teaching me who Kate Bush is, teaching her who Dolomite is.
Yeah, on the way home, I'm gonna listen to Kate Bush and Dolomite. Just do a
mashup.
That would be the greatest mashup. I'm running up that hill, bitch. You know, it would be great. Yeah.
I'll choreograph
the dance that goes along. Dolomite, motherfucker! Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Dolomite said bitch much. He wasn't, and that's the thing. Like when I try to tell people about him, they're like, oh yeah, he's like a pimp, like Shaft. I'm like, no, not exactly, because he wasn't a pimp. He was like, he was always having orgies, you know. But he wasn't like knocking women around. He was a womanizer, not a woman beater.
And that's probably where you guys. How did you meet him?
I met him. Okay, so like when I was a kid, I was a fan.
Ladies, men.
Yeah, I was a fan, and actually, it's interesting too, because watching him when I was a kid, I was like, oh man, this guy knows what's up.
Yeah,
I'm like, this guy's driving around. He's saving the day.
Yeah,
he's having orgies with all these hot hookers. They're all giving. They all love him.
White girls too.
Everyone.
Because he does say bitch. Because the human tornado.
Oh.
He sleeps with the sheriff's wife.
Okay.
And the sheriff busts in and is like, and she's like, oh, he raped me. It's like, bitch, you gotta be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This is right after, like, she's like, come on, one more time. He's like, all right, baby. You gotta see the movies.
So I was watching Petey Weitz draw when I was a kid, The Devil's Son-in-Law.
Right.
And I saw that and I was like, oh, wow, who's this cool anti-hero Satanist?
Right.
And here's the thing, I had no point of reference. I'd never seen any blaxploitation. I had never seen Shaft or Superfly. None of that stuff. Had never seen or heard of Dolomite in any point. The only point of reference I had was Petey Weitz draw The Devil's Son.
Right. So definitely.
So he's like this superhero guy.
Yeah.
To me, he's like this superhero black pimp satanic rapper guy.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this in the early 80s. And so this is already like 15, 20 years after it had been made.
Right, yeah.
And so hip-hop was already in full swing. You know, like, rap was, like, part of everyday life. I'm watching this, realizing, of course, that it's from the 70s, 60s, I'm like, oh, this guy's real fucking cool.
Right.
And then we started putting together this show, and...
666, a wedding in quotes.
I mean, an excuse to get a bunch of people together to play a cool concert.
Yeah, it was at the Henry Fonda Theater. Yeah. I referenced before.
And
Danzig, Hank Williams III, Alkaline Trio, Great 45 Grave.
Yeah, my actual wife that I'm married to gets a big kick out of the idea of my ex thinking that she's going to be in the movie.
Right.
Because she thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah, you going to cut her out?
She's been cut out. 15 years cut out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no cutting her back in.
If you put out this, what you You're planning on putting out 666.
Not as a wedding movie.
Right. Yeah. So you got to cut her all out of it.
Well, yeah.
The ex-wife.
She was only in it for 30 seconds anyway. Right. I mean, I've got 10 hours of footage.
More so. Dolomite, less ex-wife.
More Danzig and Hank 3 and yeah. 45 Grave.
A little Dolomite.
Because
you said you had to pay him the cash.
Yeah, $2,000. And then it got, and I didn't know this until I found out from his biographer recently that it was all stolen from him the next day that I was out.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have taken cash.
Because he was like, what, 65, 70?
No, he was like fucking 80, 85. 80, he was 85, yeah. Like, I mean, he came out. I had to lure, so Archbishop Don Magic Wand drove
him to
the Fonda for the show.
Right, a real pimp.
And yeah.
Okay.
And he wouldn't even open the car door until he saw the money in my hand. Nice. So I had to have the promoters go and scramble and get all this, like, bunches of cash. Right. To get him to get out of the car. And then he finally got out of the car and was like limping with a cane and made it on stage. And all these like metalheads and, you know, Danzig fans like, what the fuck is this going on?
Yeah.
Who's this old black man getting on stage? It made no sense to them. But, you know, like to me it made sense. And I spent a lot of time on the phone with him. He was hilarious on the phone. We were both doing lots of coke. Long distance coke.
Oh, nice.
Coke calls.
So, yeah.
Yeah, lots of that. For like hours. It was fun, though, because it's like, I'm having coke calls with fucking Dolomite.
I'm impressed Dolomite's doing coke at 80.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
You're looking at me like I have an opinion and I don't.
He didn't last much longer.
Yeah, I don't know that happens.
He didn't last much longer. Right. He was really sick at the time. Nobody at the show could even understand a thing he said. Didn't make any sense at all. But basically. So we're gonna have to like get creative with how we present that fact if we do it all. But like, I mean, Paul Mooney showed up.
Yeah, he's great.
Snoop Dogg showed up.
Yeah,
like all these guys came to my show.
To see him. Yeah.
Yeah. And to see what I was up to. Like, just because I think they know, you know, when they can tell when somebody's putting something cool together and they know what's up, you know.
And what's the weirdest show you've done? Because I know I've done a lot of weird shows. Being the Witch comic.
The weirdest show that I've done?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I have produced shows where I make everyone dress up goth.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, you can't, you know, experimental comedy, like, you can't really get like that insane if you want to be you want to have your audience be able to connect to you.
You'd be surprised.
Mm. Yeah, well, I guess I've got to create my niche a little bit, get more of a strong.
So the whole audience is dressed up.
No, it's all the comics are dressed up.
All the comics.
I've got one tomorrow in Phoenix actually, but this will.
Oh, thanks for booking me.
I know.
We gotta figure that out. No, I might be doing an all goth comedian show, and I'll let you know about that.
Yeah, let me know.
Are you stealing my idea?
Huh? Stealing my idea?
No, somebody else is putting it on.
I'm just kidding.
No, somebody else is putting it on. But that's all the other comics do, because you're naturally very
right. I just goth it up more, like with the corsets and like the super dark makeup. But it's fun to see.
Non-goths as goths.
Yeah. And then they, you know, make jokes about the situation.
Right. Yeah, you're coming up, you're going to be in the horror convention in New Orleans?
I'm not in it, but I will be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a booth or anything?
Well, I'm going there under work circumstances, but I don't have a booth.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
This is for what?
Well, you've been to New Orleans before, right?
I have. It's Vegas for witches.
Yeah, it really is. You've been to New Orleans?
No.
What?
Never.
Oh, you'd really.
But before the show ends, I need to plug my websites.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know we were. Yeah, I didn't know we were that close. We were having so much fun. Yes, we are. Boy, this has been a great holiday special.
LiberatedX.com. Satan streaming site where you can watch all kinds of incredibly cool movies with Anton and just all sorts of stuff. Unreleased stuff, original content, old movies, cult classics. And
there's a documentary about you coming out?
Yeah, there is. We're working on it, and this show might just be featured in it.
You never know.
You just never know. Well, you eventually will know, but in a couple months.
Get that website again.
LiberatedX.com and BaphometX.com.
Right. And soon StanfordLeVay.com.
Well, it's there. It exists, and I own it again. Okay, it's there. Good. But, yeah, but that's not what I'm pumping right now.
Okay.
It's all about Liberated X.
So.
Liberated X, Liberated X, Liberated X. I want to get a digital billboard somewhere.
StanceOnTheWave.com is where the spirit cooking is.
yes.
Anyway,
that's
Renee,
where baby eating happens.
How do people get a hold of you, and where do you...
My website is ReneeWattEntertainment.com, or for my podcast, WitchDoctorate.com.
Yes, I enjoy your podcast.
Thank you. We'll have to get you on.
No, especially you did the Scorpio episode, and mm-hmm. I'm a Scorpio. Our birthdays are when they arrive.
I know, that's how we met, yeah.
Yeah, so it was interesting. I didn't know that much about Scorpio. Learned a lot.
You guys are celebrating your birthday at the same dungeon or something?
No, so her birthday's November 3rd, mine's November 4th.
Yeah. I was hosting, he had a comedy show.
A roast.
On his birthday, and I was hosting the show after that. That's how we met. Yeah.
Nice.
And our weird blue eyes met.
I know, our crystalline blue eyes.
Our eye lines.
Your guy
lines. Our makeup was the same.
Our makeup was completely the same. We're like, wow, you're a weirdo too. And then we became fast friends.
You hugged, and it didn't matter because the makeup rubbed off and would have been
it's
there.
It's not like the time that I met, first time I met you, when you were like, whatever. And you gave me a little attitude. But now we've become friends.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody, gothcomedian.com. And
Hail Satan, everyone.
Yes.
And happy holidays.
Merry Witchmas.
Yes.
Scary Witchmas.
Merry Gothmas.
From the LeBay family.
Yes.
To all of yours.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy holiday. Bye.
Goodbye.